Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. When I saw Mom yesterday, she asked me, if I wasn't in the business I was in, and if I wasn't running in the circles that I run with, would I still be dressing up for Halloween as a...
Mid-30s.
Full-fledged adult? And the answer is no. I really don't think that I would, but because of the business I'm in, and the circles... that I run in, you got to get dressed up. Then we got to play this stupid game. You got to go out and like put all this thought in, dedicate all this time that I don't have, and become something for a night or worse,
two nights. Yeah.
So you were very helpful. You were like, hey, you know what you should be? And I said, Jack Harlow. And you said, sure. But even better, why don't you be Snoop? From the Gin and Juice video, and have your hair all crazy, and have a Penguins jersey, and a chain, and there's your costume. And I was like, you know what, Jeff?
That is finally, the perfect finally, I pull my weight.
Intersection between just enough running around to get the costume ready, and just enough effort put in, and a great result.
Yeah,
right. That's how it should be.
Yeah, although I did see you get tagged in one picture as hockey player.
Well. That's why I have to put up on Instagram me and then Snoop.
Yeah.
Just to show the people. But, okay, so that is like the perfect marriage of just enough effort and just enough praise, right? People are like, yes, hockey player. But you decided to go all the way in, jump in the deep end.
That's not true.
Yes, you did.
Well, no, you
did all the running around.
I didn't have any idea of what I was going to be yesterday morning, October 30th, for the party last night.
So you had one day.
I had one afternoon. And I remembered I had a white tracksuit.
Yeah.
That we got sent by Stadium Goods.
So you were going to be Joe Budden.
That's what you suggested.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. But then I ended up as Dennis Graham, Drake's father.
Which, by the way... was the talk of the party last night.
Yeah.
Everybody, every minute, was walking up and taking pictures of you. Everybody said, I can't believe Dennis Graham is here. It was a moment.
It was a zoovie.
It was like a four-hour moment.
But that sort of left me with no options for tonight.
Well, okay, so last night you were Dennis Graham, the do-rag, the fedora, sunglasses over the glasses.
My first hard bottom do-rag ever.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Honestly... I see where Eminem was coming from in, like, 2001.
Hair was very, very laid. So if last night was casual Dennis, tonight?
Tonight is Dennis out on the town.
Well, what's the difference?
He's a bad cat.
What's the difference between...
mixing it up in the alley.
Between casual Dennis and formal Dennis?
Same mustache.
Okay.
Same fedora.
Yeah.
But I need a more electric do-rag.
Mmm.
So now I'm going to get my second do-rag. I need to get like a purple one.
So tracksuit out.
Right. Suit in.
Suit in.
But I need to get a vest that matches the do-rag. And then I also need Air Force Ones that match everything else.
Do you think Dennis Graham is going to see any of these pictures?
I'm going to add him until he gets on this podcast.
We have tried to get him on this podcast for the longest time. Is this your most elaborate way to get someone to be a guest?
I must become him so he can come over here and I can fight him.
I mean, listen, it makes more sense than just emailing relentlessly.
Right.
Today on the podcast, Jeff, our Halloween episode of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. And for this, appropriately, we watched...
Mid-90s.
Jonah Hill's new movie about skateboarding.
Yeah.
Mid-90s.
It's a white kid dealing with his whiteness.
Oh.
That's a scary thing.
That is scary. That is very scary. So we get into it today, but this was recorded, man, I want to say 3 weeks ago, something like that. We went to the private screening in New York with Sheik and Styles, and... we ran into guys like Clark Kent and Q-Tip, and there were a whole bunch of other luminaries in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we held off on putting this out because we wanted you guys to have a chance to see the movie so you could understand what we're talking about during the movie. If you haven't seen it, you should see it.
Yeah, or just listen to the episode. Doesn't matter.
But listen to it regardless.
Yeah.
I also want to say one note about the podcast is that in the beginning, you're going to hear some crackling, and maybe it's hard to hear when Sheik speaks. Mm-hmm. And that's because we were given a faulty microphone.
That was an intentional choice.
Oh, right. It's artistic.
Yeah. No, it's we all feel like Sheik's been getting too much shine.
But
so
don't
we need to take him down a peg.
But don't stop listening. It does stop a few minutes in, and the rest of the episode is just fine. But there is that little technical glitch. That
or
artistic
intentional
choice.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah. That happens in the first few minutes. In addition, I highly recommend you guys go check out Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review Jurassic Park Live. That is on YouTube, youtube.com/itsthereal, and on audio. Wherever you listen to this podcast, you can find that podcast. But please do make sure to listen and or watch that episode that came out last week, and it was a lot of fun. Jeff, any other business that we have to take care of?
Go on iTunes, review, subscribe.
That is helpful.
Also go on Spotify, review, subscribe.
That's helpful as well.
Go to SoundCloud, review, subscribe. You can't even review on these places, but just do it anyway.
And I think, Jeff,
yeah,
I think I'm going to try to put in a new theme song for the Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. We'll try it out. We'll see if this works. You guys let us know. And with that, Jeff, when do you want to get into this episode?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. what Joel Santana says to the TSA agent, a.k.a. don't watch me, watch TV.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. pull up with the sticks, a.k.a. pinata party.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Sheik Looch. Please turn the AC on.
It's your boy, Styles P, Big Trouble and Lil Yachtus, a.k.a. Jack Black Bert.
Yeah, this is Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies.
Yeah, baby.
Yo, shout out to us for making that first live show happen at Highline Ballroom last
crazy,
week.
Crazy,
for real. Crazy.
Shout out to you two guys, man, as far as like, that's in my career, the million arenas and all. This is my first time doing it, and
Styles was extra supportive because I kept asking him. He'll tell you, yo, what you think though? I was saying, yo, what you think? Like, what you? Styles was like, yo, it's an audience for this kind of shit, Louis.
Absolutely. And you saw it in real life.
Yeah, seen it in real life, you know, and salute to y'all, man, for actually making those connections, and you know, and that shit was dope.
I think it was awesome because the people love you guys legitimately to begin with, and then they see that other level for you guys when you talk your shit on the podcast, but to actually experience it live was like something else.
And you had said, yo, only thing you heard negative about it was that they wanted more of us.
That's right.
And I would have never thought that.
No,
they
for
wanted
sure.
more of us.
They want us to talk
and shit and bugging out.
Yeah, totally. And we're going to send you guys the full video. The full video is crazy, stupid funny, and more on the way. The last question I know Freaky Yayo asked, when the next one would be? Soon. Soon come. It's going to be fire. But the other night, we got a heads up that this mid-90s movie was doing a screening downtown.
Yeah.
That's Jonah Hill's movie.
Yep. Yeah. He directed it. He produced it.
This is his real baby.
This is the one he wrote
that
and
was
directed.
He wrote and directed it. So
we all went down there. We got the invite. And first of all, before we get into the movie, I do want to say we are super proud of the fact that we brought you guys. And we'll take a little bit of credit that you were in the
all
building
the credit.
So that you guys could link up with Clark Kent and Q-Tip to do this project that you guys are up to. At first, by the way, Clark told me he, like, real secretly when he was leaving. He was like, I'm going to go work on this shit right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to tell anyone. And then it's like all over everyone's Instagram. It's like, oh, this is really happening.
Yeah.
Clark Kent, Q-Tip are going to produce your guys' project. Super dope.
That shit was a meeting of the gods. But if Tip would tell you, we seen him so many times, a little private clubs where you walk through the kitchen and then it's a club type shit.
Yep.
We've been asking him to do a track for the longest.
And then
it's like
he curves you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a little curve and shit. Like, yo, hey nigga, when you gonna do it? I got you, real nigga. Yo, I got you, real nigga. That's what I got. Yo, I got you, real nigga. I'm like, all right. You don't even know what to say when a nigga say, yo, I got you, real nigga.
So cool.
You know,
so
Tip.
Cool with it.
Yo, girl, I got you.
Never hear from him again.
Got you, right. Damn, man.
You guys had all your hands in. You knew made like a Blood Brothers like agreement.
Wait, like Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, I made him make a pact.
Miss Info was talking about that.
Yeah. I said, put your hands down.
Yeah, right. Someone take a picture real quick.
Yeah,
like
take a picture. This is everything.
But
he's dope too. Shout out to Clark.
Oh, I mean, super salute to them. Absolutely. All right. So mid-90s. Jeff, you want to give the... It's not a Wikipedia sort of entry, but it's a...
This is the Wikipedia entry.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
In the 1990s, 13-year-old Stevie lives in L.A. with his abusive older brother Ian and single mother Dabney. While biking around, he comes across Motor Avenue Skate Shop and walks in the following day. After trading with his brother for a skateboard, he brings it to the shop and befriends young skater Ruben, who later introduces him to the rest of the group, Ray, fuck shit, and fourth grade. Although not good at skating, Stevie quickly fits in with the group, nicknaming him Sunburn. Ruben, who thinks he's being replaced as the younger kid in the group, starts taking a distaste for Stevie.
And a lot more happens on since then. We don't want to ruin the movie, but people should go and see it regardless.
Definitely.
But as far as nicknames...
Greatest nicknames ever.
Sunburn.
Fuck shit.
Fuck shit.
Fourth grade.
You guys have friends with amazing nicknames.
I was with Bloodbath and Butt Naked the other day.
Wait, Butt Naked?
He wasn't doing great.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
He's doing all right.
Wait, how
he's
did...
dusted, but he was doing all right.
Yeah. How did Bloodbath get his name?
Butcher of a Thousand.
Yeah.
Is he in Wu-Tang Clan? What is this? The Butcher of a Thousand Souls.
You ever seen Will Smith movie? Yeah, he's Bloodbath.
How did...
of a Thousand Souls.
How did Butt Naked get his name?
Butt Naked?
Who knows? He's older than us.
Yeah.
I would think... I would go with that. He'd strip you butt.
How'd you get your name, Sheik?
Sheik Luch? Luciano was like part of it on some mafia shit back in the days. Sheik, I don't know where Sheik, but some Iron Sheik shit. I don't know. I don't know what the Iron.
He thought he was royalty.
Yeah, some shit. And Luciano was in some fly nigga, like some mob shit.
Yeah.
And that's how. Yo, but before that, I told you it was Sean Ski and Little J.
Yeah, yeah.
When you grew up in the 70s.
It was like, yo, mega. He was like another of some crazy. He was like some crazy, like. Minecraft name.
What? Back in the sandbox?
Yeah, like kids was asking. And he's like, some wrestling kind of name. Styles was so gutty. He just was always digging.
Yeah.
Styles.
Yeah.
And everything I love. You never had that.
But also, Holiday, Styles though, is like a.
But see, that's different. Holiday and all those. Panero's came later.
Yeah.
But life. David Styles feels like a fake name.
Yeah, I've been Styles from school. Just.
Period.
Yeah, even in elementary school.
Does anybody call you Dave?
Yeah, like people who went to school with me call me Dave.
Yeah.
And women call me Dave. And ladies.
And teachers.
Like the ladies in my family call me Dave.
Shout out to all the ladies.
And people I know.
That you knew from way back. Nah, I get Sean.
That way back. Yeah, they call me Dave.
Seth, it was one nigga.
At a club and shit.
He said, what's up?
Sean. Yo, we related. I know he was named
people in my family. He was like, yo, I like that, Sean. I thought the name was Sean be funny. Cause some nigga.
Wait, is that Puffy? Yeah. Puffy was. Yo, we're both named Sean.
Fucking this nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga.
He could have been your cousin, though.
Could have been.
And you would have knocked him out.
Because I thought he was trying to be funny with that shit. It's cool with like certain people saying, yo, what's up, Sean?
Yeah, certain people try to be funny.
Shit,
yeah.
Went to school. But some niggas,
yeah.
Call that nigga, he ain't no fucking sheep. You know what I mean?
So yeah. Like, yo, nah, I know how that shit is.
Damn. All right, Styles, what did you love about this movie? Not just like, what'd you love about this movie?
I love the fact that the kids fucking killed their parts. And I love that it intertwined and showed black and white. And it from a hip hop version that was understandable for black and white people, like somebody who's looking out, because there's some people who look like, why is that white kid in the hip hop, or why is that black kid in the skating, or you know, vice versa. And I think that was like the perfect marriage of just showing race relations and real shit.
Well, you skated growing up.
Yeah, I had a skateboard. I sucked though. I wasn't like no fucking
no
like,
tricks.
Yeah, my son like was heavy, and I thought it was dope because my son.
Who is with you?
My son, who was with me, I used to see him like coming down. He skated and BMX bike, so I would always just see him and his friends just mobbing in the street, and it was always mixed. So, and they always was cool. So it was a cool thing.
Real
to see.
Familiar.
Yeah, it was real familiar.
Yeah,
it was real familiar.
Yeah. What about the music for you guys though?
Crazy.
That like that really was your era, like growing up. Like
yeah, it was a crazy. It was crazy.
He kept it like Tribe and like you know Far stuff
side.
Like that.
Yeah, Far Side. Totally.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I actually, you know what I do like about it? I mean, y'all gonna bug out with me. I come all the way sometimes left with my stuff.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. No. But this time I'm not gonna go left. I think this film was brilliant. I think he did a great job. I think that it was like the newer version of Kids.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
The movie
if y'all
Kids.
Seen Kids.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy because you wasn't with me and we said the same thing in there.
That's what's up.
I told Jonah that. I said that it gave me the newer version of the Kids feeling.
Yeah.
Just like you said, it's like a cult classic for now.
That's right. Mm. And took you to like, you know, with Kids back then, it was like some other shit with the AIDS involved and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But this took you to the skateboard and you know, and this little homies trying to be down. We all got them, not to sound corny, but we all got them little niggas in our hood that look up to us. We don't even know they're looking up to us and they following our lead type shit, you know?
When your family doesn't really mix with you.
Exactly.
When you're trying to like
that's
just...
how, you know, believe it or not, that's how brotherhoods are formed, which you call gangs and shit. And that's how they feel belonged and wanted with these motherfuckers. I loved it. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, yeah. John, I loved your movie, man. It was dope, you know?
Yeah, it was really dope.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man.
You didn't know anything about the movie going in, right?
Not at all.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Not what they.
Sometimes I like that with y'all when y'all be trying to make me see shit. Yeah. I'll be like, all right, that's just gonna get me ammo in their ass like a motherfucker.
What'd you love, Jeff?
I obviously loved the movie.
Right.
Yeah. I loved sitting next to Styles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we're in a packed movie theater. There's probably like, I don't know, like 150
people. Yeah.
And all who's who's. That's right.
Yeah. A real whomst. And Styles was just like, I mean, Styles was laughing, and then I would laugh, and then Styles would laugh at the fact that I was laughing. But Styles would be like there was a moment where the white kid yells at his mom.
Yeah.
And Styles was like, this would never happen if that was a black mom. He's like, I still want to yell at my mom. I'm 44. Yeah. I could never.
It was a lady. It was a couple in front of us. I don't know if they was related to Jonah. They said they seen it several times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And they was loving Styles in the back of him. They said, your commentary through the shit brought my shit back through the whole fucking movie. They just was laughing because you was laughing.
Styles like had his hoodie over his face. He was just like,
I'm looking at the nigga like, where was the funny part? Like, what the fuck?
No,
was
you
the
missed
shit?
It. It was good stuff. There was good stuff happening.
There were a couple dark parts.
There was really some hilarious shit.
There were a couple dark parts where you just hear Styles just go like, oh.
Yeah, that lady loved you. You made her whole night.
I just love the fact that, like, look. Like you said, like, he's not the kid's not getting along with his older brother, like, clearly. And I don't know if it's like that chicken and the egg thing. Like, does the older brother beat on the younger brother because he, like, is having his own issues? Or do those issues come from the fact that his little brother is, like,
having his own issues. The sucker. He was this, you know, I ain't going to say jealous of the little nigga, but he was this, like, then no other. He couldn't take it out on none of the big guys when they got in his face.
Right.
So he fucked up the little nigga. It's the classic story of how, you know, big bank take little bank.
Damn. That sucked.
I know.
And then he's all in his orange juice, right? I don't know why he keeps drinking orange juice. It's going to fuck up his stomach, something heavy, but.
He was?
All orange juice.
Yeah.
So that's why when the little kid was running around, he took it. He stole it from him. Yeah. But have you guys ever been let down by one of your OGs? And you don't got to name names or anything, but as any.
No, do name names. Name names.
Bloodbath, you know. Roadkill.
These guys that we name thorough niggas.
Yeah.
You know, with us in the hood, I would think the only kind of way that could let you down is like when you find out, like, yo, a nigga ratted or done some sucker shit. Like, you know what I mean? It would never be that kind of.
Never that they didn't have your back.
Nah, none of that shit. Because that's the basic shit to do is to fight for me.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? On top of that, it's like we did something nobody in the town ever did.
Get out?
Yeah, that too. Nah, I mean, a few people did that. But I mean, as far as we had our own movement.
Yeah.
Before rap. So it's like we had OGs in the hood, but we was always doing our own thing for our age group, and we was doing new things. So we was the first ones that would walk around from project to project gathering
facts.
Each, you know, our homies from each project. We was the one that's meet up.
Quote, he said walking around.
Yeah, walking around. Like, so we, you know, yo, after school, chicken spot in the square Friday. You meet with somebody there, then we're going to slow bomb.
Yeah.
We're going to yada yada pick him up. We're going to walk the sheet block, him and kiss, then we're going to walk over the
deep
chest line,
the end of the night.
Grab them, and then deep. So we always kind of had our own movement.
Yep.
So, like, our OGs is kind of DNY.
That's some wild shit.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like 100%. Getting in the music game, and those is really pretty much our OGs. From the streets, we got OGs, but not that we could say, like, we was
not on that level.
Yeah. Raised doing what they was doing. We always pretty much did our own things.
But there were never, like, any, like, guys you thought were, like, friends in high school or something who ended up just being pricks. I mean, like, we've had that.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah.
I think that's just life. You always know people that's going, you know.
What you mean? Like, some old dudes that turned out to be assholes?
Yeah, when you're a freshman in high school and you just see, like, the older kids who can drive or whatever, and they just end up being, and you're like, oh, well, that's the definition of cool.
Yeah, and
then,
but they're like, fucking, they
we were fucking them up early in school.
It may be that. That's probably why I ain't recognized them.
Yeah, like, it's like we took over our school and everything from young. Like,
early.
Yeah, we was little niggas, but not little niggas, if that meant
you have never been a little guy.
Actually,
he was. He was skinny.
In high school?
Facts, yeah.
He wasn't short, but he was definitely skinny.
Long, but we was little niggas, but not little niggas
he
mentality.
He had big traps. His neck was long.
long neck like
PMB Rock.
PMB Rock,
yo, maybe. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck.
Like, PMB Rock's like Jeffrey the Giraffe.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
From Philly?
Yeah. Nah, but we was little niggas, but not little niggas, if that meant anything. Like, even when we, like, when we started, we ain't gonna drift all the way back into that shit, but when we started, our shit was hitting so hard, it was kind of like a different kind of movement. You know what I'm saying? With this Warlocks or Bomb Squad, our shit was kind of like...
So they had to respect still, it.
Yeah.
Not to promote violence, but we was doing things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they had to respect it, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember when I was in high school, the first time that I came home drunk... And ran into my parents who were up, right? Walked in there and they were like, what were you drinking tonight? And I said, shots. And they go, what kind of shots? I go, Jello.
Jello shots. What the fuck is in those?
Yo, I got, who knew? Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. That's what they said. But I got dropped off by a friend, Brian. And he took this.
Brian dropped you off?
Brian dropped me off. What? Not, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Brian dropped me off.
Wait, what was
Brian
Brian's nickname? Really good.
And
really good.
Really good. Hurry up.
Hurry up.
So he dropped me off, and then he was like, yo. And there was this girl in the car. He's like, can she use the bathroom? And I'm like, she can go over there. And so she went off by this tree and just, you know, went out there. And then, because I didn't want to bring her inside, to have my parents be like, well, she's drunk. And then, but clearly they knew what was up with me. But what was the first time, like, going back to the crib? And,
wait,
like,
how did mom and dad know that you were drunk?
I don't know. I just stumbled and
I think
like
he was,
you know,
stumbling, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yo,
I think when
I
you're
used
drunk,
to...
you're inebriated, Jeff.
That's not the time that you put the hole in the wall with the door.
That was not the time. I didn't put the hole in the wall. That might have been Brian, actually.
As dark as I am, as far as my liquor consumption.
Yep.
I used to steal my grandfather's vodka and shit when I was younger.
Damn.
Yeah, word. Like Uncle E's Pops and shit. My grandfather, that's how I started. I used to take his vodka and fill it with water. And shit. I used to fill the shit with water, right? And then he'll argue with my grandmother and shit like, yo. And he'll sip that shit later and shit. He'll go to his stash and take it, but I filled that shit with all creek water.
Nah. Yo.
And that's how I started.
What'd you think? So no one's perfect in this movie, right? But when Sunburn goes home and he had taken $80 from his mom, 40 for him and 40 from his brother, and his mom said, yo, your brother told me that you guys were in this together, and he straight up lied to his mother's face, what'd you guys think?
He did the right thing.
Yeah, because his brother
was a
dick.
His brother was a prick.
Yeah. Also, like, his brother sort of like made him take the money.
Yeah.
I would have did the same.
Totally lied straight to your mom's face.
I don't know nothing about this shit.
Yeah, because he was forced.
Yeah, but also like he was looking at his brother. He was like, fuck you.
Well, then do you feel bad that later on the brother comes and like beats the shit out of him in his sleep?
He should have knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Watch
I
his
felt
back.
Bad for him.
He should have had like a knife.
He felt bad for Sunburn.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him, but I felt he should have knew that was coming.
But he did know it was coming.
Huh?
He knew it was coming.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He knew that was going to happen.
His brother was in a dark place. Had the mask. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But also, like, that he would beat him up and then just, like, start, like...
He pulled that OJ out the pocket for him.
Yeah. Later on. All right. So...
Oh, shit. You know, y'all peeped some crazy... He did have two OJs in his...
Yeah,
two
OJs.
And that was him. What the fuck did that symbolize?
Well, because he was like, yo, this is...
That was love. That
exactly.
By the way, people who... Sitting there waiting for you. Like, I'm a dickhead to you. Yeah. But you my brother, like...
Right, people who haven't seen this movie don't know what we're talking about when we say OJ.
Oh, not O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, it does take place in 1994.
These are little things of orange juice.
Yeah, little bottles.
But overall, I think the movie... So Jonah spoke after the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo, I wrote different scenes based on different songs that really had a big effect to me. Like, I write while I listen to music or whatever. And I got to be honest, I know that he's ahead. I know he really loves hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
But did it strike any of you guys as not really a hip-hop movie, per se? Like, I get, like, friendship and bonds and brotherhood and all that, but I wasn't, like...
Nah, that
it
wasn't a hip-hop movie.
It wasn't, like, intrinsically hip-hop, you know?
Nah, not at all.
No,
not
but it felt like a mid-90s movie, right?
Yes.
Like, that's the whole point. It wasn't that it was a hip-hop movie. It was that it was...
A hip-hop-infused movie.
Ooh.
Oh, all right.
Okay, yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like it was, like, a guy who grew up... In that time period, and like that was the soundtrack.
Oh man, that was just the soundtrack.
Mm,
yeah,
like you just said, it was just the soundtrack. It wasn't a hip hop movie. Let's be clear. If you ask me, I know he loves these people, and I get, you know, he showed the CDs and stuff that he was listening to, and his brother gave money and showed what was on that CD and shit.
But it wasn't like they were all around like a boombox listening to Woo or something.
You know what movie I thought was a hip hop movie? I mean, a million of them. But what's the one with ASAP Rocky in it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I kinda like
Dope.
That. Yeah,
dope.
Is it called Dope?
Dope is dope.
Yeah, Dope
is dope.
Right? I didn't like
it. Would you say it's a hip? You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. It was
a hip hop movie to you?
It was? I guess so, because, you know, there's, like, rappers in it.
That's it? That was the only reason? All
right,
cool.
As yeah. actors, right? As they're actors. Not, they're not being right. rappers in the movie.
But aren't they?
And I don't need, like, to have a rapper in the movie, but well, I needed no, a little I something. I don't need like, yeah. like, to, mid-90s to me, like, I know where I was when I heard Cream, you know? Like, right. I like, and I needed that, like, everyone to be around a boombox or something like that. Like
I felt that was, like, his... It's not hip-hop, but it's definitely hip-hop infused.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, because it's the and for us, like, I get where we like where we would say it's not all the way hip hop, but you got to think from a white kid that lives in a suburb
in LA
yeah. eyes that's listening to that shit. His world, that's his whole world. So that music is, I think it's just his hip hop influence,
yeah,
yeah,
influence okay. on what he does on his creation.
Yep,
was what was in the movie. I think that's like the like I say that's like the. That's how a white person from the burbs falls in love with hip hop.
Got you.
Like if they somewhere else, if you in Cali or something, and you home, you got a bunch of white friends or something, you may not get introduced to that world. But if you rolling with the skaters, the poor kids, and all that, now your world involves hip hop. But everything it was because everything he was dressing, it was hip hop and mainstream. Like so, he had the Ninja Turtle, fucking yeah. the things, yep. this shirt. And all the CDs.
Oh, the Black Hawks jersey.
Polo shirt. So I think it was just
the Hilfiger.
The Hilfiger. I think it was just the influence of what the culture brought to him.
Yeah.
Because hip-hop, like, yo, hip-hop was, like, sneaking a Domino fucking sweet potato pie cassette from my mom, like, so she wouldn't see the fucking...
I took it, honestly, I'm going to keep it 100. I took it as a splash of Larry Caesar. I took it as a splash of Adobo hip-hop. A splash of Adobo hip-hop. More skateboard /... And it was a skateboarding kind of movie.
It was a skateboarding movie.
You understand what I'm saying? A splash of hip hop, like a splash, splash.
So
it was a splash?
Yeah.
Way more than that. Besides the splash. Yeah.
I gotta go with it. It's way more than a splash.
Concerts, no like.
It was like
you know,
a finger.
No kind of like.
No, it was just.
They
weren't
riding around.
You know
what?
It wasn't bumping it in the wind.
They hip hop version of it, Luch, was more so. We outcasts. We house partying. We chilling,
okay.
And this is the shit we listening to,
right?
While we do it, they world ain't our world where they gonna be, doing what we do. But to them, I ride that ride around in the Jeep, is them all skating down the hill and then want to play fucking Far Side later.
Cool,
like that's their hip hop, cool. like you
I'm
know
with
what
it.
I'm saying.
I'm with it then.
Yo, what was your first time in LA like?
You don't want to know that with us.
You don't want to know that with us.
I definitely do now.
Why am I doing it?
One of my first times in LA was you know after the around when Big passed, you know, I remember, you know, Styles, that was, had to be yours too, unless you went when I ain't know.
Nah, we was there before that. That was one of our first times, though, but we was there.
That was like a memorable, I guess the other time wasn't as
memorable.
You know what I mean? And we was listening to Big's album, and then we went to like certain things, and y'all all know the story about it, but like, and that was it, you know. And then we had the one time when we came back after when Big passed, right? And it was so much security around us, and I, you know,
you told us about that,
crazy.
Yeah.
So it's just like, man, it was like the average motherfucker would be like, man, I ain't going back out there. But
you know what? You probably the hotel you hate the you know the hotel you say you hate.
We know we stayed at the Versace, remember? No, not the Versace. Not we stayed at that house, that big ass house with the doors blew.
Yeah,
open
that
on.
Too. But before that, one of our times before that happened was the La Montrose. The one you say you hate to stay at that I love to stay at. One of our first times there, it was a bunch of artists. We was at the La Montrose, and it's our first time in L.A. Everybody was in a hotel lobby, but nobody was outside, remember? And they was like, yo, don't go out. That was our first time.
Nah, that was Source Awards. One of them hip-hop awards, right?
One of them shits, and they was like, yo, don't go outside. Y'all supposed to have security.
Yeah.
I think it was somebody who was... It was extortionists that was around everybody was scared of.
Was it when homie and them came and dove over the counter?
That was a
That
was the time like after that.
Yeah.
That was like our first
time. Like, yo, y'all
want to
know more about what we saying, right? I don't want to name niggas rappers and shit, but like, yo,
rapper got
niggas
his
was
shit
getting
ran
and extorted. Like, niggas was fooled going out to LA.
Damn.
Period. Food.
East Coast
motherfuckers was fooled. Like, y'all
wasn't from East Coast.
Oh, the people that jumped over the counter? Nah, not at all.
Not
got
robbers. Not from East Coast, brother.
Right. But that whole concept, but the concept of coming out there was like,
leave a comment.
We would never say that. We would never put throw nobody under the bus like that.
LA didn't start out beautiful. The actual city is amazing, but like it didn't start out great for me. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
You know, due to circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the first times that we went out to LA, we were we were like, oh, like there's a grocery store like a block away or three blocks away rather.
Oh, one of our first times business wise when we were out there. Yeah.
Let's walk over there.
Yeah.
And so we were the only two people walking down the street except for like Hasidic Jews because like nobody walks in the streets of LA because it's like way too hot. There's nothing over two stories tall.
Yeah. No shade. No nothing. Yeah. Right. So we're walking. And all of a sudden, and this is early in our It's the Real career, so this is like 10 years ago, and a car with the darkest tints pulls up and cuts us off right in this like driveway as we're about to walk, and we're like, fuck. We're either going to be like, you know, shot or ask for directions, and either way, we're fucked, right? Because we have no idea what's going on. The window lowers and just goes, Eric, Jeff, it's the real? And we're like, oh, shit. And the guy's just like, I'm a screenwriter. I want to, like, give you my script. We're like, oh.
Wow.
Of course,
wow.
Los Angeles screenwriter.
But he also said that his uncle worked on...
His uncle produced one of the Tupac songs. I forget which one, but it was just like...
Of course he did. Yeah.
And then the whole conception, because you're in L.A., you swore it was a gangbang.
That's crazy.
Going down?
Hey, guys, just a reminder, as we approach holiday season, make sure you go and get your gifts before the mad rush of people going to try to get, I don't know, what do they have, Furbies on the shelves?
Yeah.
Elmos, Tickle Me Elmos. You want to get the good gifts before they go.
Right. If you can't get a Tickle Me Elmo, go get our lined notebook, rhyme book.
It's called Rhyme Book. It has a lot of great It's the Real material in there, but it also has lots of blank pages for you to write down all of your hopes, your dreams, your lists, your shopping lists, your gift lists. It's perfect for holiday season.
Holiday season.
You also might want to get one of our collaborative t-shirts that we did with Rough Riders, which commemorates our live show with the Locks, Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. That was October, so a couple months before...
December.
Holiday season. Also, make sure to get your AKA t-shirts in purple and in black before they all run out, guys. This is the time to get shirts for your loved ones, your relatives, and your friends. The perfect shirts to support your boys, It's the Real, and the perfect way for you to dress for
December.
Holiday season. And now, back to the podcast.
I love LA too. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah,
great. But you know, yeah.
Wow. Much nicer now in 2018.
Oh yeah, it's more than it was.
Yeah, mid 90s.
Yeah, compare what you're smoking now to what you were smoking back then.
I said back then, I was had big seeds in it. Pop, pop, pop. While you smoking them shits, I was blowing your nose off. Pop.
Now the weed is.
Yeah, it's good. I'll be going with styles in them like dispensaries and shit.
Yeah.
And all kind of shit. So I get why them skateboarding guys are so saucy and real Gilligan's Island kind of niggas and shit. The nigga with the blonde hair was like, mad Gilligan's Island, like cooled out but fly.
Fuck shit.
That was fuck shit.
I love the relationship that all those kids have with each other too. Yeah. It doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter like where they're from.
Black
the background.
Nigga was like the OG though.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah,
he was the one that was going places.
Ray.
The most skilled.
Actually,
like,
fuck shit's going places too.
Fuck shit is actually a skilled filmmaker.
He's like an idiot savant.
Yeah.
Is he?
I mean, like, he comes across as like just an idiot, but then you're like, oh, wait, he's actually very creative and really good at this.
I suck with the names, but the younger dude, he's out there.
Oh, that was fourth grade, right? I'm sorry.
Fourth grade was the filmmaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying the star.
The little kid that was getting beat up.
Sunburn.
Yeah, Sunburn.
He's out there, right? I swore I seen him and stuff.
That's what I said before, but I'm not sure. You know what was crazy?
I don't think so. I think that none of these kids are actors.
They was really chilling at the party.
They were really there.
Together, yeah. Really vibing, cool, and you can see they look like real clique.
Because they're going through it together. I mean, you guys must have known
what
this is
like. Little dude ain't out there a little bit more?
I said that to Jeff.
I think you're thinking of the guy from Stranger Things.
He looked like somebody, but it ain't.
Right?
Maybe. Yeah, because like, that did cross my mind.
But like these kids, I'm pretty sure they were all... I'm saying he might be confusing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're all just like regular kids.
But I love the camaraderie that they had on screen and off, like clearly. But like... But, like, the idea that again, age doesn't matter. It's just, like, circumstances don't matter. And, by the way, it's so funny. I don't know how many friends you guys have, like, from, like, those middle school, high school years now.
Isn't that
like,
all your
yourselves?
Friends?
Pretty much, that's it.
That's it?
We don't fuck with, like, a lot of other guys.
Well, because, like, I guess you're much like Jeff, too, because Jeff still has that that group from high school. Me, not so much. Like, I came back from college and I was just like, oh, we don't have the same interests. You guys don't really fuck with rap. You guys don't understand what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah.
You're just going to have, like, kids right away.
What did you call them?
I couldn't call them my friends, so I called them Nickelback. You know why?
Wow.
Because they suck.
Wow. I'm half that. My brothers, Styles and Kiss are more, they'll mingle more than me. I'm kind of like you then, if that's the case.
Well, no, I can mingle. But it's that we had this just different mentality after
it's
college.
Eric's high school friends he just grew apart
from.
Holy
shit, I didn't know that about you. That's, you know what, it's kind of like growing pains.
Now I'm friends with like all my brother's friends. So like there's a 3.5 age
year,
but it's
guys,
not even like that.
Y'all went like this way.
Yeah.
And
totally.
I totally get that. I swear to God I do.
Deaded that. Like, it's holy shit. No, we're good.
Wait, how did we end up friends with you guys so quickly?
I'm Jewish.
Yeah. No, you want to know something actual? So when we moved into the city in 2007 and we started being around people that like, we were like, well, we heard the whole industry is supposed to be like full of snakes. And we talked to some people and we're like, why haven't we encountered that yet? And they're like, because good people roll with good people and the snakes find the snakes. And that's just how it is. So we were lucky to. Yeah.
That's definitely a fact. But they'll find you. No, they're going to find you.
Yeah.
If you didn't yet.
Extort you.
Nah.
Talk shit about you. Yeah.
Yeah, he's thinking trying to extort you. No. The fuck out of here. You crazy? No. If they can in other ways,
right.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, catch you at La Montrose
like,
Hotel.
I don't look at it the way you just said that.
But isn't it interesting, like back then, like all they had to have to be like friends was skateboarding. It didn't have to be like, oh, I relate to you on like on a whole nother level. It's like politics or like what you do in your spare time.
That's
or,
most kids, though.
Yeah. It's truly.
Word. That's all kids. Like whatever. You
yeah,
have
they
in
show
common,
up. You have that toy, and I like that toy, and now we play together.
Yeah. And that's the basis of the friendship.
Yeah, that's it.
That's so, true, bro. With your guys' sons, do you watch their friends and sort of like look at them with a sort of like an eye like Sunburn's mother did? Because she was suspicious of like the group
I try to let my son do his thing and pick his own group and all that, which he's gonna do regardless. But do I definitely look at his their parents and look at what these little motherfuckers are about? Yes, because I'ma see shit that he may not see.
Yeah.
I did a lot of shit. My brothers, we all did so much shit to where I don't want him to go through that. So if I'm peeping it happening,
right,
and I see the way that this little nigga's moving, and I'm like, I say, yo, that ain't weed that little nigga's on right there, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the fuck out of here. Like, you ain't hanging with him no more. I'ma say it, and I'ma do that. You know what I mean? So I guess we kinda gotta be the cornballs, right? Or the overseers.
Yeah, especially, I mean.
I don't think that's corny.
No, right? Nah, I mean, well, I say that because I'm older now. So, I mean,
of course.
It may seem as, you know, 56.
That's right. But so smooth.
Like, but there's gonna be those situations 56. Where like the kid is in the car just barking on his mom. It shocked me. Like, he's a young man.
Yeah, by the way, neither of us have ever.
What's that?
Ever yelled at mom. We've never even cursed in front of mom.
Dog, that shit ain't happening. You heard Styles in the back with yelling that shit out, dog. Yeah. You ain't doing that with no black mom, or maybe not even with Jewish mom. I guess.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Hell no.
I think a lot of that like, nigga was in Jewish face, kids like, probably do. But like,
well, I think.
But, I had a Jewish friend named Joey in high school.
This is a real Jewish friend. A real friend.
Dead service.
You had a Jewish friend named Joey.
Yeah, his name was Joey. I forgot his last name, but he was Jewish.
Yeah,
Jewish Joey. I'm trying to think.
Yo,
if I know
he used to disrespect and violate
Joseph,
his mom.
Yeah.
Like, I never ever heard.
Oh, talk back?
Like, crazy. Talk
I never.
Back. I would oh, never. I
mean, violate. We had one black friend who did that, Dinesh.
Mad Dog used
Mad
to do
Dog,
that shit.
Mad Dog used to talk to his mom.
That's
we had one black
gets
friend
called
who used
Mad Dog.
To do that.
Yeah, Mad
and we
Dog.
Used to flip on him.
Yeah, talk greasy.
He disrespected his mother like that?
Yeah, he used to curse at his mom and all that. Be like, what the fuck is you doing, man? You don't do that, dog.
There's a younger generation who does that now, and that always shocks me.
Yeah.
But this is back then. And I think, like, obviously, like, I think whatever happened with Sunburn's, like, father not being there, she was pregnant with his brother at a very early age. So I don't know what their dynamic is there.
Yeah, the big brother told them before he was here. There's a lot of men coming out.
Yeah.
A lot of noises.
Yo, y'all white motherfuckers, let me tell you something, though. Y'all white motherfuckers got to get over that, too. I meant to tell y'all this shit. And yo, none of our fathers been there, man. Like, yo, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Y'all niggas like, yo, acting like, yo, it's some crazy shit when it don't happen. None of our pops been there with none of this shit going on out here. Y'all niggas lose control and yell at your moms and do some crazy shit. Niggas ain't been there for dumb long, man.
Styles just collapsed on the floor of laughter right there.
Think about that shit like, yo, Styles. Yo, they had no father figure.
Dad, you wasn't there.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Dad, you wasn't around.
When the fuck was he? Yeah, hey, nigga.
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The trust fund's not right. You fucking kidding me? Fuck out of here. It's all good, Mom. We got this shit.
Yo, what did you guys think of the one of the biggest scenes? Oh no! Well, first of all, I want to talk about Gerard Carmichael, who we saw, we ran into at Hot 97 when we went to do Ebro in the morning. He was leaving, and he plays a security guard in this scene.
I like this movie. Yeah.
Yep. He was fucking hilarious. He killed it. Stealer. So shout out to
Gerard. Do you think any of that was? I guess it had to be scripted. He said that everybody went by the script.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was pretty scripted. But yeah. it was hilarious, though.
He nailed it though. Yeah. You know, I don't want to say too much, but he nailed it.
It was so good. But what'd you guys think? Take us through your thinking on top of the roof when they're gonna jump the gap on the skateboards.
Fucking sunburns crazy.
Yo, Styles like grabbed my chest and would not let go. Like it was the most tense thing. He was just like and that was a long scene. It happened twice. So like
I don't want to give it away, but I actually thought he was gonna make it. I thought that's why they was gonna love him.
Yeah.
Because he was so dope at skateboarding, but totally opposite.
But with you, I don't want to give it away, but I'm gonna give it away.
I'm gonna tell you a little bit. Word.
That shit was crazy.
And we don't gotta tell what happens at the end, but Sheik, what was your feeling at the end?
My feeling at the end is like, yo, when Puff came out and said, you know what I'm saying, take that, and then they ran into the room, and then Mr. T said this and that, yo, nigga, it was like crazy.
It was a surprise. Styles?
That.
I thought the end was righteous.
Righteous.
Yeah, I thought it was
That's real. A very skateboarding term.
That's how you throw them off.
Yeah, I thought the end was really righteous, man.
Jeff, what'd you think?
I'm like, yo, Puff was... So... Puff did what?
Mr. T.
What the fuck is going on?
I know what you think of the ending, which is that you think that everybody should not have, like, the mother should have flipped out on those kids.
Yeah, and by the way, I love this movie a lot, and I'll get into that with the Richie Thompson.
If you're saying all that, you might as well talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it now.
There's a car crash at the end, right? And the kids shouldn't have gotten the car. They all know that, except for the kid who was driving. And I think maybe even he knew that, too. But when Sunburn got in, they say, ride shotgun. And that car flips, ends up in the hospital. The mother, after he's, you know, awake and aware and everything, the mother walks in there. I was like, yo, she's going to flip her shit when she sees the kids who fucking broke her son. But she was not. And that part, that was the only part.
I wanted more people dead in that motherfucker.
You wanted them dead.
I wanted like at least two or three. Like,
you need that.
Yeah, like something happening, like, yo, and teaching them a lesson. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they all was... Can we?
So what did we get from them? Yeah, they were all right. Yeah.
Saying, what's the message then?
What the message is, the strongest line in the whole movie is when Ray says, you know, you go the hardest, and you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, that's the heaviest line, I think.
Does he understand that at, what is he, like 11?
Holy
the
shit.
Kid?
10? Do you know that was 10 minutes into the movie? How is that the strongest line?
That's not 10 minutes into the movie.
That was later on.
Not that much later. Yeah. That shit was brand new when he said that shit. Yo, you go the hardest, bro. And you don't have to.
Wasn't that at
the end? He said, I know. I just want to be cool and shit. That couldn't have been the moral of the story.
Yeah, that was it.
So that was
in the hospital. You go hard and you don't have to. Right.
That's in the hospital.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah. Would you? Was it in the hospital? No.
Nah, that wasn't at the end. That was way earlier when he was kept fucking himself up, taking the hardest hits.
That was the second one.
I think it was the second one, too.
That wasn't later?
It wasn't with the skateboard
right.
shit.
It was like he was just getting hurt.
Oh, maybe when he got punched? Maybe when he got into it with the kid? I think that
was when he came back around, he was like, yo, you take the most blows, bro.
It was after the fight.
But that's still,
he didn't get washed in that fight. He was chilling.
So the moral of the story, Jonah.
Moral of the story, I believe. Somewhat is crew's crew.
Yep.
Gang is gang.
Yep.
You got common interest. Don't worry about the things. But I think with the mother, right? The mother didn't want him around them at first. Stay away from my son, yada, yada.
Oh.
I think the reason she didn't flip was because she judged the kids like thinking they're a certain way. So when she comes in the hospital.
And they're there.
They actually waiting in the waiting room, chilling. Like they, you know, that shows care and love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like more like, let me accept them. For who they are, and do you want to see him? Like, because she know that they give a fuck about him.
I would argue, when she showed up the first time and saw them at the skate shop, and she was like, you're all fuck-ups. Every one of you, you got my kid drunk. He pussy-popped some girl. He's 11 years old or whatever he is. And she has that idea then. they're still fuck ups. They went drunk driving, flipped the car over, and we're in a hospital, and my son's arm is broken. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Big bro could have fixed all that shit if he was a real big brother.
Yo.
He could have did that shit. And mom, you could have fucking put him on a football team, man, and not been around all that dumb shit, yo. Them would have been his brothers. Like, right. Yo, going to practice yo, then, every
then,
fucking
then
day.
Then he would have died from CTE or something like
maybe,
that.
Maybe, or basketball, whatever. But like, yo, this is different. Keep these little niggas busy.
Yo, what if the crazy shit is
keep your kids busy.
What if the big kid went into the hospital in the waiting room and just fucked all those kids up right then and there?
He was shook when he seen who he was hanging with. Maybe he seen him at first. Then niggas, what's the kid with the blonde hair?
Fuck
shit got in his face. Like, nigga, you don't want nothing.
Oh, he kept after him, too.
He seen my little bro that I beat on every day hanging with some cool dudes.
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing. Walked home.
A lot of niggas, yeah.
Damn.
A lot of niggas do that and get with certain people to hang with and then, you know, so they don't be bothered.
Damn.
That's real life.
Yo, did you guys expect all your friends... If you got into it, all your friends come to your, you know, they got your back, come to your aid regardless, right?
Or, wait, say it again.
Well, so we had Who Kid on the podcast, and he said that when 50 brought him in and interviewed him to be his DJ, he was like, what would you do in this situation? What if someone ran in here with a gun? And Who Kid was like, I will run. And so 50 hired him because he was honest. That's how Who Kid took it. He was like, I want to know who in my crew is going to do what. Do you guys need everybody when there's going to be a fight to jump on the pile with you?
Nah, we pretty much roll if when we roll, whoever we rolling with, we all in one mentality, and that's actually to be safe first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's just our natural instinct to see if, you know, we know your crew, right? Who you rolling with? You know 100%. Certain intel. You
and
know.
We're not mad at them after.
Yeah,
that he
like
didn't jump
certain, like
in
go
whatever.
Get the car.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. You go get the car. You go like it's there. Like if certain people ain't and you don't want them in that battle.
Yeah,
and then there's certain people like you know off rip. I already know if I'm around, if Lucha's around, I'm good. Like it's a certain thing, and our mentality is gonna be get in, get out, stay safe first, try to avoid it. Mm-hmm. But if it go down, we're gonna watch each other back. We're gonna make sure we lead together.
Mm-hmm.
If it's somebody we don't feel like, and we've been in shit together, so we kind of know what to do, how to do. It's like you know, like if you're not been in that situation with a person, you don't even want to put them in that situation. Your first best better be to get them out or just leave the situation alone.
And if they caught up in it, I totally agree with Styles. And if they are caught up in it, when it does hit the fan, no one knows when it's gonna hit the fan. I never seen none of us mad at the person for not doing that.
Yeah.
I swear. Unless it was a person you know was supposed to react.
Yeah.
Other than that, if you kind of really ain't on that shit, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. You can't expect that from somebody who's not like built for that.
Yeah, right?
Well, what do you want me to do in a situation?
Actually, nothing,
get the car, Jeff.
Go get the gear. What do you say? Get the car.
Get the car, Jeff. The car. Or serial kill. Pull out the fucking needle.
That's it.
And if I know you got some crazy shit on you. Dark them niggas up, Jeff.
Oh, yo, but that's real talk. Like both of y'all say it's.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
If someone's extorting you guys,
that couldn't
vice
happen.
Versa.
We're gonna roll up.
Vice versa. You expect one of us to punch one of them niggas in the face. Tell the truth.
No, we know Mano.
Him too, but all right, so you expected him to punch whoever in
only
the face.
Because we've talked about it with Mano.
But my point is, but check it out. Like you expecting that. That's knowing your shit.
Yeah.
Like, yo, them niggas, somebody came up to y'all and Sheik and Styles ain't do shit. I guarantee you talk about it later. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it so, goes with your character. Like, you don't hold people up to expectations that don't fit their character. Like, that's just very unwise in the hood. Like, even in the hood, a lot of people think everybody in the hood just fucking rides out. No, it's a fucking dancer, a guy who dresses fly, a fucking
straight working, and
a guy who works 9 to 5, never does any crime, a non-smoker.
Everyone's got their role.
By the way, Jada is also a very good dancer.
Yeah, he does backspins and windmills and shit like that.
Yeah, so he could play both roles.
That's right.
No doubt.
He could be a fighter and a dancer.
No doubt.
Actually, have you guys ever gotten to a dance battle?
To be a good fighter.
Did Jay Ski ever get into a dance battle when you pull out the cardboard?
He used to. That's how he know that shit.
I wanted to battle Omarion one day. I was thinking about it. I was dumb high. Omarion came in the party. I was in L.A. It was a Carmelo Anthony party. I'll never forget. Lucha Maria came in.
Did you throw him over the counter?
Nah, I like Omarion.
He started getting busy?
He started getting busy, dog.
Of course he did.
Great. He
Omarion walked into a room and he got busy? Of course he did.
He killed that shit. I was like, yo, I should go out there and do some shit on this nigga. They'll never expect it.
Style on him? Styles on him?
What held you back?
Styles on him.
What held you back?
I'm a chill. That's his lane. You know, I ain't gonna take his lane.
Yeah. Eric and I went to the press conference where Ross signed
Omarion. Do you remember this? They did like an MMG press conference.
I remember that.
Live streamed it, and it was just like
they made it into the biggest deal, insane. And ended up just being Omarion. But Omarion like two stepped down the aisle, and he had like the it was not a half moon. It was like a tiger tail.
Going into his film head. That shit. He's supposed to film that.
Nah,
it was
on record. Madness.
Yep. It is. They live streamed it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Talk to Sav about that. That's just
like doing like spins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I remember I interviewed him for Rolling Stone one time, and he was just like, yeah, like, I just feel it. And it's like, of course you do. Yeah.
Do you guys dance at weddings?
I will. I get on the dance floor. Hell yeah.
All right, just making sure.
Dance,
Wait, do you do a pop and lock?
Nah, just basic two-step and just have some fun out there, motherfucker. Shit. Weddings is fun, man.
You don't jump in the circle or whatever? Like,
Luch used to be able to a great dancer in high school.
Yeah.
When he was skinny, long neck.
He was like, kid in play, scooper scrapping him. He was cat potential.
Yeah,
couple levels under.
We used to rock. And we had some Rosewood. And niggas used to dance.
Rosewood
used to dance.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
But there's different dancing now, though. So it's like, yo, we don't stand a chance.
Wait, he was doing like a lot of like the kicks and stuff?
Nah, we used to get, yo.
Like New Jack City, or New
shit,
Jack Swing.
Kid and Plays, and you talking about that kind of shit?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, but like better.
The Bomb Squad walked around and dance battle people in Yonkers?
Never.
Like,
nah, nigga.
Never, though.
Dance battle. You fucking clap.
Yo, let's do Richie Thumbs. Let's start with Jeff.
Yeah. I'll give it, I'm going to do 8.5 thumbs.
All right.
I think it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
I thought that it went in very unexpected places. Like, I felt like it was a very surprising and exciting movie, and I also want Jonah Hill on the podcast. So actually, I'm going to say 10 Richie Thumbs.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Yeah.
Jonah, I like your movie, man. That shit was dope. It was a dope movie in like all different angles, and like I said, it was like the new kids, the newer version of kids, you know, not to compare yours to nothing and shit. And I give it, I want to say like 8 or 9 Richie, let's say like 9 Richie
Thumbs,
man. Just get back to your fat funny shit after. That's it. Can't wait, nigga.
Styles, how many Richie Thumbs you give this movie right here?
I'm gonna give it a 9.5.
Woo!
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna give it a 9.5. I think it was an excellent movie. I believe it's definitely gonna be a cult classic for this generation. Mm-hmm. I think it was an excellent movie for skateboarders, hip hop dudes, black dudes, white dudes. I think it's a perfect. I think he did a damn good job of the movie, because the write and direct something, and to use for that to be his first movie, and to use a cast full of kids that are not actually actors, I got to give him a 9.5 for that, because it was really, he did a hell of a job. Those wasn't professional actors,
like, amazing.
Yeah. So that's what really made the movie crazy.
Did you get to talk to the kids at the?
I chopped it up with the kids. Really cool kids, and it was And Ray and fuck shit, fuck without music. Ray was like, my dad put me on it, y'all.
That's dope.
That's really dope.
That's really awesome.
That was dope. So that was cool too. But I just thought that was really an excellent movie.
Yeah. I give it 9 Richie Thumbs.
Right.
You 9 or higher, baby, in this room.
Super strong. Ooh. Like, and Jonah Hill is a first time director. Like just the pacing of it was like really dope. I thought the shots, especially, you know, when they're coming down that long hill in the skateboard.
Yeah, that shot was crazy.
Crazy. Like pushing in while the kids are skating towards him, but like sunburn in the back. Like it was such a nice little like detail that he was in the back sort of like really like being careful about it and slowing up, breaking with his foot and all that. But by the second time when he's going over with Ray, their relationship was crazy too. The fact that he was like more free with it, I thought it was dope. I thought the fact that you have those small details like the CDs on the shelf, the Black Hawks jersey, he paid real
Ninja
good
Turtles,
attention, all that.
But also like the high school party like felt so real.
Yeah,
that
totally
was crazy.
Yeah.
It did. That was really an excellent shot.
I'm
movie,
saying
like,
trying to find
totally.
Like where I'm gonna like, get on his ass at, but
the
like,
only
I
thing
can't,
I
not,
like if
I
the most thing it would, and you know, for like you said, for not to not be 3 or 4 bodies,
mm-hmm.
is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So for it
still in the end? Oh, yeah.
Be that good for, you know, you want manslaughter and massacre usually.
Yeah.
And it was, he managed to balance that shit out perfectly.
I will say, now that I didn't even remember this, but like, the party where Sunburn and, like, he's like, what, 9 years old, 10 years old?
Something.
11 or 12.
11, something, yeah.
Directing him having a makeout scene.
Oh, yeah.
Has got to be like the craziest, like, hardest thing. Like, I'm sure that kid was, like, super nervous.
God, he was in a bunch of other shit. I don't know where or what. That son of a bitch. I seen
him. Well, he was trying to get in that girl.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it maybe. I was going to say. That shit exists.
Yeah, there weren't three bodies, but he almost caught a body. You know what I'm saying?
Met him before, right? Yeah, that's true.
Word, that shit was dope.
Yo, shout out to Jonah Hill. Really excellent
movie. Shout out to Jonah.
Shout out to you guys for linking up with Clark and Q-Tip, and we're really looking forward to hearing all that shit.
Marvelous night.
Yo, what are we going to see next? Do we know yet?
We're going to tell him next time.
All right. All right. Next time.
You're going to have a surprise. We got to figure out if we're going to go to the movies.
Oh, yeah. Jada wants us to see Wildcats in the theater. Sheik is okay with seeing E.T.?
No, I'm not.
You're not. I think we're going to switch up the pick. Whose turn is it? Next time.
We got it.
It's about my turn.
I think it is your turn. Come on, hold it down.
Because it don't gotta be old.
It don't gotta be old.
You know that, right?
We just saw a movie that no one's seen.
Yeah, no, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about y'all niggas looking at fucking, what's the dinosaur shit?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, now I'm going.
Fucking body.
I'm going for something lit.
Something lit?
Yeah, my shit's going to be lit.
I got something. Check it out. Can we do, it's Halloween right now. Let's do it. Can we go to.
All right, cool.
I was going to say, yo, Pete, how about you thinking about. The new Michael Myers is coming out. It's for Halloween. Do y'all do themes?
Yes, like, do y'all?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, come on, man.
Is this your first time? Like,
yo, Halloween, and then shit. Yo, for Styles. Thanksgiving, fucking Apocalypto.
Yo, make this like
Apocalypto, nigga. Fucking great. I like where you going.
Yeah, come on, man. For Thanksgiving, we watch Apocalypto crazy. With the Indians, nigga.
Yo, is it the Mel Gibson movie?
One of the
Native Americans.
Sorry, yeah. The Incas and Mayans or whatever.
Yo, one of the three of us. But yo, we gotta hold one of our cards and it has to be like Honey. One of these times we're gonna watch Honey. Like,
no, man.
Yes.
All right, cool.
I was in jail for Honey. I'm here.
You're gonna see it for the first time.
Seen that shit for 5 minutes, man.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, I am Snoop Doggy Dog from the Gin and Juice video. You are formal Dennis Graham. If people want to find out more about this podcast, it's called Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies, and we also have our other podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real. If people want to find out more about what's going on with us, what we look like, what we sound like, where we're at any given time, Jeff, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, as we said in that ad in the middle of the podcast that you might have heard, unless you sped through it, which you shouldn't have. But you can also go to SoundCloud.com/2Jews2BlackDudes. Listen to all the episodes with us and Sheik and Styles and sometimes Jadakiss, the official third Jew of the podcast.
That's right.
Also, you can go and listen to our other podcast, SoundCloud.com/A Waste of Time, or go on iTunes, search for A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Or go to Spotify, which is everybody's favorite platform. Go listen to A Waste of Time with It's the Real on Spotify.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, there's a lot more stuff that we do. Please check it out at itsthereal.com. Jeff, you know we love to shout people out here at the end of the podcast for supporting and shouting off the mountaintops about Two Jews and Two Black Dudes like a crazy person.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, who do you want to shout out with your appreciation today?
I want to shout out Gerald, who ran up to me on Fifth Avenue yesterday. I was looking to buy my first do-rag.
Yeah.
And he said that he was a big fan and then went on his way and I went on mine.
Shout out to Gerald. Jeff, I want to shout out one of the KO brothers. I want to shout out both the KO brothers, but specifically Sam out there in
Wokington.
He is very Wokington. Out there in the United Kingdom, our friend who showed up at the live show that we did out there in London with DJ Semtex a year ago. He bought one of our It's the Real Rough Rider collaboration t-shirts. He was rocking it when he was working out in the gym, and we appreciate that, showing everyone what quality product we make, and we appreciate him representing for us wherever he goes.
Wokington.
As always, not for real,
for real.
We'll see you guys next week.